Dr. Madeline Frank, your host for Madeline's 1 Minute Musical Radio Show for August 2011. Our guest is internationally known teacher and educator, Anna Fontaine Moyer. I am exceptionally proud of Anna Fontaine Moyer, as she was one of my most gifted students at Christopher Newport University in Virginia. Welcome to our show, Mrs. Moyer.
Thank you for inviting me on your show, Dr. Frank.
Anna Fontaine Moyer, how have you used classical music to help your students achieve academic success for over 11 years? And what musical instruments do you play?
Well, for the last 11 years, I've taught middle school and high school students in the Virginia Public Schools to excel in math and science through playing musical instruments in my orchestras. My students have become gifted academically through my work with them. I play the flute, the violin, viola, cello, and the bass.
Mrs. Moyer, please share with us, your radio audience, one or two of your students' stories.
Well, I've seen my students progress over the years from poor students to excellent students through playing musical instruments in my orchestras, and I've also seen them excel in other ways. A few years ago, I had a student show up in my beginning orchestra class who was shy, withdrawn, and very sad most of the time. He never smiled. He had been placed in my class accidentally, as were a few others. As I was introducing the instruments, he seemed to perk up a little bit. So at the end of class, I went over to speak to him. I said that I knew he had not chosen the class, but that he was more than welcome to stay, and that the rental fees could be waived if that was an issue. His eyes lit up, and he said he would stay in the class. Well, it was really remarkable. There was a change over the next 3 months. That was absolutely amazing. He was so excited about playing that he practiced every day, exceeding his peers and some of the second-year students' abilities in his class. More importantly, he began to socialize with his peers and to smile. From his previous behavior, I had figured out that things were not the best at home. He, you know, when he first started coming, he was very sad, and he never, like I said before, he never smiled. And the violin gave him a way to cope. It was a source of strength. He had to move away, but I recently received a note from his grandfather that he is still playing and loving the violin. As for the majority of my students, they end up being intelligent students of our society after they graduate. Some have become teachers, nurses, military personnel, and lawyers. They are all making a positive impact on our society.
That's just wonderful, the work you do with the students. Professionally, where have you performed?
In my professional career as a cellist, I've played in Canada with the Symphony Orchestra Academy of the Pacific under Arthur Arnold, and also with the Bermuda's 400th anniversary concert celebration as the principal cellist with the Bermudian Festival Chamber Orchestra. And currently, I perform with Symphonicity, the Symphony Orchestra of Virginia Beach.
That's wonderful. Mrs. Moyer, what is your favorite piece?
Well, one of my favorite pieces that I absolutely love, and I've never played it on the cello, but is Jules Massenet, Meditation, from his opera, Thais.
Why did you decide to become a teacher, Mrs. Moyer? And what does learning a musical instrument teach a child?
I decided to become a teacher because I wanted students to discover music and all of its benefits. Discipline, responsibility, critical thinking, and self-expression. And music did so much for me, and I feel like it's really important for all students to have music.
Thank you so much, Anna Fontaine Moyer, for your wonderful work with your students to promote academic excellence. And thank you for sharing your talents and your experiences with your students, with our radio audience, by being a guest on our show.
Thank you so much for inviting me to be on your show. It's been a pleasure.